I'm sure you have tons of thoughts and questions running through your mind ever since that breakup happened. And if you're not careful, those thoughts will drive you crazy. And you can just be sitting and not even realizing that you're having these particular thoughts or asking yourself these questions and creating these scenarios in your mind. So today I want to bring a little bit of awareness about these thoughts and questions. So join me after this so we can talk about it. Hey sis, welcome to Goodbye Heartbreak, Hello Healing. Are you hurt and confused after a recent breakup? Are you having thoughts like, I can't believe I'm here again. Why wasn't I enough for him? Or I'm never going to get married. Do you find yourself Googling how to get past the breakup or how to heal my broken heart? Do you start your morning feeling like you can finally breathe again only to fall apart when you see a picture of your ex on social media? Hey sis, I'm Candace. I too was a single Christian woman who was heartbroken but still desired marriage. I too had numerous failed relationships and wished the right man would come along. I wanted closure from past relationships, healing for my heart, and I wanted to feel joy in my life again. But the truth is, I had no idea where to start or how to make any of this happen until I found the secret, partnering with God to heal from heartbreak. In this podcast, you will find tips for moving on after breakups, growing your relationship with God, and preparing for future relationships so that you will heal your heart and be ready to move forward into the life you desire. So turn off those heartbreak songs and turn me up in those earbuds. It's time to heal, sis. Hey sis, and welcome back for another episode. I'm so excited that you are joining me on today for the podcast, and I have a great episode for you on today. Before we get started, sis, be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't yet, and make sure you leave your 5-star written review if you haven't done that yet. And speaking of reviews, I want to read one today. We have one from Texas Girl 80, and the title of her review is "This Podcast Gives Me Hope." And she says, I have been praying that the Lord would bless me to cross paths with some amazing people that could possibly help me through this healing journey. I have been suffering through heartbreak for almost a year now, and I finally feel like there is hope to heal. I know that I was led to your podcast by the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Prayer hands. Hey sis, I am so excited, Texas Girl 80, that you have found me as well and that you're joining me, okay? And I'm so excited that you're taking the healing journey. No, I'm not excited that your heart is broken, but since it is, I'm glad that you are on this healing journey and that you're finally feeling hopeful about it, all right? So keep on listening, keep on gleaning wisdom. And again, sis, if you have not left your 5-star written review letting me know how this podcast has affected you and helped you on your journey, please leave it. I love to hear from you guys. Also, sis, did you know that it is my birth month? Okay, yes, my birthday is March 20th. I am a spring baby, okay? I love it. And I cannot wait to celebrate with you guys. I have it on my mind. I want to celebrate with y'all. And so next week is my actual birthday. So be sure to give me a little shout out on IG or in the Facebook group. Show me some love. I'll even take some emails from you guys, okay? I love to hear from y'all. But you know, I want to celebrate in a special way. And so next week, there will be a deal going on with the book. So be sure to stay tuned for those deets. But if you have been wanting to get your hands on my 365-day devotional, then next week is the time to do it. So like I said, stay tuned for the deets because they'll be coming in real soon. So today we are talking about thoughts and questions that will plague you, that will drive you crazy after a breakup. And I know, especially if the breakup just happened, right, that this is happening. It's like a natural thing. And if you don't guard your heart and you don't guard your mind, right, the memories, the questions about the future, all of these things tend to come up and they will make you create these scenarios in your mind because you're trying to answer the questions that you have with very limited knowledge. And it's very dangerous, okay? Like I said, it will make you even more sad than you already are, right? It will make you angry. It will make you feel all these wide range of emotions. at a very intense level, okay? And so we don't want that. What we want to be able to do is to control our thoughts a little bit better so that we can control our emotions a little bit better, okay? This is all a process, okay? But I want to bring awareness about what these questions and thoughts might be, just in case you're not even aware that you're doing this. So let's talk about it. First thought, I wonder what my ex is doing, okay? So when you have this thought of wondering what your ex is doing, if you're not careful, what do you think is gonna happen? You're gonna start thinking about all the things that your ex is doing. And unfortunately, these things are not things that will make you happy. They're not things that will be gratifying to you. What it is you're gonna make up the worst case scenarios of what he can be doing and that he's with someone else, or that he's enjoying life without you, like all of these things. And you're gonna make up like thinking like a whole scene in your mind about him, you know, maybe being at a restaurant or going on vacation or doing all these things. And that might not even be the case, but you have already made up the scenario in your mind to give an answer to the thought that you're having. So be sure to be careful about that. Number two, is my ex happier without me? So since there's no way to really know that besides asking your ex, but what is that really going to solve? Okay, like what, you have to ask yourself the question of what is getting this answer really going to do for me? All it is something that your flesh, you know, we talk about flesh versus spirit. And so your flesh kind of wants you to get that answer because it thinks that it's going to gratify, you know, you, but in the long term, it really doesn't. Actually makes things worse. Because what if they tell you, yes, I'm happier without you? What emotions do you think are going to run through your body? And really, do you want that? Ask yourself that question. So if you find yourself having this question, you have to make sure, you know, you're able to recognize it and let it go. Hey, sis. Are you missing your ex, feeling lonely, and feeling unworthy? Do you wish there was a way to stop crying yourself to sleep at night, get the closure you need after that breakup, and get over your ex? I understand. I know what it's like to have another failed relationship, have my heart broken, and feel like I will never find someone to love me. But sis, imagine if you can finally get past the pain, have a healed heart, find the peace you're looking for, and move on to what God has for you. Well, it's totally possible with my customized heart healing plan, where I give you personalized strategies for healing, letting go, and moving forward with God. You will be able to carry out simple steps to see real progress on your heart healing journey and actually gain peace. You will walk away with a detailed plan with a specific goal and between 1 to 3 simple steps to carry out the healing goal. Plus, you get accountability from me, and you can email me questions for 2 full weeks after our session. So if you're ready for your customized heart healing plan based on your specific healing needs with accountability and support, head over to CandiceABaddies.com/services to book your 60-minute heart healing coaching session. Spots are limited, so be sure to book yours today so you can finally heal and get to the life that God has for you. Remember this from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. I love you, sis. Now let's get back to today's episode. Number three, why wasn't I enough for him? So it's very much in line with the second question, but this question is one that, you know, women think about a lot. Why wasn't I enough for him? And it begins to make you, this question begins to make you feel like you're not worthy. It diminishes your self-worth and your self-esteem, and you begin to think that you're not good enough because, you know, he broke up with you, he left the relationship, you know, whatever the case is. And so you're like, why wasn't I enough for him? Again, it may not have had anything to do with you of why he actually left the relationship. It may have had everything to do with him and his maturity level and what he was ready for and what he wasn't. But whatever the case is, you can't internalize it so much so. And I know that's a very hard thing, right? But I'm just speaking this and letting you know, the more you internalize that it was all you and all your fault. And because you as a person wasn't enough, that's not it, sis. That's not it. So be careful with that thought. Number four, what did I do wrong? Again, this is very much in line with the other questions. So a lot of times there are women out there who really just want to make the man happy because they're like, if I just do everything right, then he won't leave me. He'll be happy. We'll get married and we will live happily ever after. Well, sis, I'm sorry to tell you, okay? Like no one is perfect. And even if you did do something, right, you're like, I don't even know what I did. I don't know what I did wrong, what I did that would make him want to break up with me. It may or may not have anything to do with you, but you can't hold on to that thought and to that question, because as long as you're ruminating and meditating on what did I do wrong, you cannot move forward. Now, of course, yes, we all want to have some reflection, but we want to do it in a healthy and positive way, not in a way that's going to attack us. You know, we don't want to attack ourselves. We want to say, okay, what could I have done better in this relationship? How can I be a better me? Not because I'm not worthy, not because I'm not enough, but I just want to grow in general as a person because I want to be better for the person that God has for me. And so that's just a way to reframe that. Number five, will I ever find the one for me? This one is a heavy one because so many times, you know, after a relationship ends, that's like the first thing that will come to some people's mind. Will I ever find the one? This relationship ended. It didn't work out. I thought we would get married. I thought he was the one. And then here we are again, broken up. And it's like, will I ever get married? Is it in the cards for me? Some people will say, you know, like, is that what God has for me? I want to know. Well, the simple thing is you don't know. That's just like the simple answer. You really don't know if you will find the one. And that's not to be harsh, right? Because some people don't ever get married. And that is a hard truth. But if you so desire that, right, you have to be able to, you know, have the desire, but have the desire in its proper place. And that is beneath God, having God first and submitting that desire to him, letting him know that this is what you want and what your desire is. But regardless, you want to be content in him. So no matter how long it takes to find the one, or if I find the one, I want a God be content with you. And so again, that is something that is a struggle and yet still a process. So it's something that you have to work on and work out and work through in this season. And then the sixth question, why did God let this happen to me? All right, there's some different forms of this question, but that's what it kind of boils down to. Why did God allow this? Why did God let this person hurt me or break my heart, you know? And the thing is this, none of us can walk through this life without suffering. It just is what it is. And it's not that God brought heartbreak upon you. It's not that maybe he did cause the breakup because he knew that this person wasn't the person for you. He knew that staying with this person would take you away from his purpose and plans for your life, you know, but whatever was done was not done to you. It was done for you. So whatever God allowed to happen, it is for a purpose and plan. And he has good plans for you. He has plans to prosper you and not harm you, to give you hope in a future. And also he causes all things. And when you get to the point where you can really, really believe God's word, then you know what? He causes all things to work together for my good. So this doesn't feel good right now, but I do believe that God is going to use it for my good. So why did he let it happen? You know, he didn't make it happen most likely, but it did. And so because it did, he's going to use it for your good. He's going to make it work out in your favor. You just have to trust him. You have to surrender to him, because the more we hold on to our will and our desires and what we want and how we think life should be, the harder it is to surrender to God and really have access to his will and plans for our lives. And that's where things get tricky. And that's where we become, you know, discontent, where we're unhappy all the time, depressed, because we're living lives that are not according to God's will. So when you open your hand, when you surrender what you have and your thoughts and your desires for what God's thoughts and desires for your life, then you can be more content as you walk on your life's journey as a whole for whatever it is that God has planned for you. Okay. So when you're having these thoughts, you have to be able to capture these thoughts. You have to recognize that you're having them and put a stop to them, you know, before you begin to come up with your own explanation and answers to the questions that you really don't know the answer to, okay? You really don't have these answers. And so you have to be okay with not knowing. And I know that's a very hard thing to do, but you do have to be okay with not knowing. The not knowing is where the faith kicks in. That's where your faith in God kicks in. Like, okay, maybe I don't know now, but I will know later. Maybe, you know, it's not for me to ever know, but for me to just be okay in you, God, trusting in you, you know, being dependent on you, being in relationship with you. And as I do that, then I will be able to experience peace and joy no matter who is in my life. Okay. So those six questions or thoughts again is, I wonder what my ex is doing. Is my ex happier without me? Why wasn't I enough for him? What did I do wrong? Will I ever find the one for me? Why did God let this happen to me? Okay, those are the six questions. And I'm sure there are so many more, but these are some very, very popular, prominent thoughts and questions that women have after breakups. Men too, you know, I'm like, I think it's just a natural thing that people start to think about and again, create scenarios that will answer the question that again, does not feel good to you as a person. It doesn't feel good emotionally. So again, be careful about your thoughts, guard your mind, be mindful of what you're thinking about. If you did not listen to last week's episode about surrendering control, that is a very, very good episode to go back and listen to, because it talks about surrendering to God so that you can experience the peace of God. Okay. And we go through scripture and everything. So again, if you have not checked out that episode, please do. It is a really good one. So sis, again, I love you so much. If you haven't joined us in the Facebook group yet, go ahead and join us. We would love, love, love to have you. And remember that the sale for the book is coming next week for my birthday. We are going to turn up just a little bit. And I want to say that the email list has those insiders of mine who are on my email list. Got some extra things going on with the sale. They kind of been celebrating this week already. So if you want early access and you want to access some of the extra things that the insiders have, go ahead and join my email list. You can go to CandiceABaddies.com and right there on the homepage, scroll to the bottom and you can sign up and subscribe to my email list right there. All right. Love y'all. Talk to y'all again next week. Bye. Hey sis, listen, if you've been blessed, changed, or inspired by this podcast in any way, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is the number one way that you can thank me and show support for the show. Also, if this podcast blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Do a quick share and bless someone else. Please know I am so grateful for each and every one of you, and I would love to hear from you. Come connect with me and other like-minded individuals in my Facebook group called Christian Women Overcoming Heartbreak and Finding Purpose. I can't wait to meet you back here really soon. Until then, remember to love the life you have while you're making it better. Love you, sis.